Well, good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Wednesday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we're in Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse 24, where Paul describes how he has suffered for the sake of the gospel and warns the Colossians not to let anyone deceive them with false arguments. The opening verse in chapter 2 mentions that Paul has also worked for the people in Laodicea, which is located about 12 miles west of Colossae. It's believed that Paul's letter to the Colossians was meant to be read by the church in Laodicea as well. And God's guiding word for us this week is discipleship. So let's begin reading Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse 24. And now I am happy about my sufferings for you, for by means of my physical sufferings I am able to help complete what still remains of Christ's sufferings on behalf of his body, the church. And I have been made a servant of the church by God, who gave me the task to perform for your good. It is the task of fully proclaiming his message, which is the secret he hid through all past ages from all human beings, but has now revealed to his people. God's plan is to make known his secret to his people, this rich and glorious secret which he has for all peoples. And the secret is that Christ is in you, which means that you will share in the glory of God. So we preach Christ to everyone. With all possible wisdom, we warn and we teach them in order to bring each one into God's presence as a mature individual in union with Christ. To get this done, I toil and struggle using the mighty strength which Christ supplies and which is at work in me. Let me tell you how hard I have worked for you and for the people in Laodicea, and for all others who do not know me personally. I do this in order that they may be filled with courage and may be drawn together in love, and so have the full wealth of assurance which true understanding brings. In this way they will know God's secret, which is Christ himself. He is that key that opens all the hidden treasures of God's wisdom and knowledge. I tell you then, do not let anyone deceive you with false arguments, no matter how good they seem to be. For even though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, and I am glad as I see the resolute firmness with which you stand together in your faith in Christ. And today's key verse is Colossians chapter 2, verse 5, where Paul writes, I am glad to see the resolute firmness with which you stand together in your faith in Christ. And again, beloved, this is the Apostle Paul addressing some problems that have been relayed to him, maybe by Epaphras or somebody else, that's going on in the city of Colossae, the believers in Colossae. Even though Paul had not traveled there to establish the church there in Colossae, still his responsibility as an apostle of Christ is to help the local church in problems with discipline and doctrine. And so Paul is stepping into that apostle responsibility and dealing with the folks in Colossae. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for the mighty strength that you provide and which is at work in me. In whatever struggles I may face, I know that you are there to help and guide me. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow, when we'll be in Colossians chapter 2, begin at verse 6, where the Apostle Paul reminds the Colossians to remain united to Christ. And so until tomorrow, let all of God's best blessings be yours. We'll see you tomorrow.